K-Rock 955, The Wash-Up, thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist, and St Mary's GFL Premiers 2019. Lucky enough to be joined by veteran big man Andrew Banjanin. Banjo, congratulations. A wonderful career you've had, and topped off by a premiership. I believe you haven't been to bed.
Yeah, that's correct, King. Had a good celebration, and yeah, it's an unbelievable feeling.
Talk to us about the last kick in towards half back. Where were you in regards to that contest?
Which one?
The last kick in from Lachie Simpkin that obviously the ball ended up in the hands of Nick Connors from week. Were you in that contest?
No, I don't think I was. But yeah, that's an unbelievable piece of play, and boys have been talking about it all day.
All night too. You were in a massive battle with Lachie Veal, and Lachie probably was on top a little bit early, but you're able to wear him down. He's one of those players that's just so hard to play against because of his size. You've got to come at him a bit differently to most other ruckmen.
Yeah, he's a very big boy, very strong, and still very powerful when the ball hits the ground. So I had to try to nullify him and not let him take it out of the ruck as much and kick it forward. That's his real strength. And thought we did pretty well in the stoppages and centre clearances. But yeah, he's a huge man.
He is. Banjo, what is this for you? Obviously, your career's been a great one, obviously played at a higher level and now a premiership player with St Mary's. How much footy have you got left in you?
Yeah, not sure at the moment. I don't think there's going to be too much left. I've achieved what I wanted to achieve and the body is starting to become really sore and yeah, it's just it's hard to keep up with GFL demands, which is such a good standard of footy. Absolutely thrilled to win a GFL premiership. But, I don't think there's too much longer left in me.
Yep. Would you play at another level? And there was some talk that you were chased pretty hard by some Bellarine clubs over last summer, and you weighed up some offers there?
Yeah, of course. You listen to what they have to say, and you know, it's pretty attractive, less training time and, what they've got to offer. But after losing three grand finals, it was a no-brainer to really stay again this year. And it was a bit of a fairy tale ending.
Yeah, absolutely. So when do you make that decision? Do you sort of let the celebrations play out and then give it a bit of thought and then come to a decision about what you'll do?
Really enjoy the time I've with the boys now, and I'll consider what's best for me and my wife. It's not all just about me. So I've got to finish the house as well. So it all takes time, but I love footy and I love playing for St Mary's. So it's I'll make that decision soon.
Banjo, we're going to let you continue to celebrate. I know obviously the vote count today for your best and fairest, and you've got that, and then obviously Mad Monday as well, so there's plenty of celebrating to be done. We won't hold you up from it. Well done. You've had a wonderful career, whatever the future holds for you, whether it's still in the GFL or at a lower level next year. I'm sure people will follow your progress with great interest because you've been a gun for a decade in this part of the world. Well done, and congratulations.
Awesome. Appreciate that, King.